Hey guys, you are now listening to the Laugh Corner, and today we have with us Adam Sink from New York. How are you doing today, Adam?
I'm well. How are you guys doing?
I am doing great out here in Las Vegas, and for those of you that don't know, Adam is a stand-up comic, formerly with a news station as a producer. We won't mention the channel, right?
You can say the channel. I don't mind trashing them. I run a Fox News channel, and they are an evil, evil empire that I disavow myself from.
Tell us how you really think.
It was a very healthy environment for a gay, Jewish, liberal, pro-choice feminist from New Jersey. I felt very nurtured at Fox News. It was a perfect fit for my personality. A horrible place to be.
I can tell. So, you are a stand-up comic, and how is that?
How is that? You know, it's crazy. It's up and down. When it goes well, it goes very well. When it goes badly, you know, I want to kill myself. So it depends on what night you catch me. But it's been a pretty wild ride. I've been doing it a little over 2 years. And I'm very pleased, actually, with the way things are heading right now.
Awesome. Now, how did you get... You know, a lot of people say, you know, they were funny since they were a little kid. Their families always said, you know, you're funny. When did you first realize that you wanted to do comedy?
Yeah, my family always told me I wasn't funny at all, actually. No. I guess I've always kind of been doing what I do in terms of when I'm in groups, I like to tell stories that you know, hopefully make people laugh. And I don't know. The truth is, when I was working all those years as a TV producer, I would go to the gym after work, and I would write material in my head, and I didn't really know what I was writing it for. I was like, what am I doing? I'm never going to have a chance to perform this. I'm not a comedian. I don't even know how to be a comedian. But stuff would just kind of start writing itself, and I wouldn't write any of it down. It would just kind of percolate up there. And after a few years of this, I was like, why don't I just try this? You know, why don't I just see if maybe the stuff I'm thinking of, which I think is funny, anyone else would find funny. And the first time I ever got up on stage, it actually went very well. I think there's such a thing as beginner's luck in comedy, where your first time is always, like, amazing, and then you're like, I'm great! You know, and then you realize that there's still a lot to learn, and it takes years, and you know, nobody's great from the get-go.
What advice do you have for younger people, you know, high schoolers that are going into college that you know that they want to do some sort of comedy, but they don't really have a path on where to go. What advice do you have for them?
Start doing it now. You know, I'm so jealous of those kids because they have an opportunity to start 20 years before I did. You know, I started this when I was 32, and I'm happy, you know, going on 35 now to be at where I'm at, but boy, if I had started this when I was 16 or 17, who knows where I'd be right now. And there are a lot of young kids. I mean, there's always been. I mean, you know, Eddie Murphy was, what, like 17 when he started. Chris Rock was like 17 or 18. You've got to really just start when you think you're ready to start. When you feel like you have something to say, get up on the stage and say it. And just keep doing it and getting better and better. I don't think you can ever be...
Awesome. And do you have any last words of wisdom for all the people listening?
Last words of wisdom. That I'm much funnier than I think I came across in this interview. I'm just thinking about everything I said, and I think I've really sort of made a mess of things. But my words of wisdom is just do what makes you happy, and don't take any shit from anyone.